Trevor, thank you. So, you know, you talk about the holiday meal. There's no more cost-effective meal than Thanksgiving. All right. I mean, it's a gigantic meal that you have to make every year, but actually pound for pound, it's a reasonable alternative to some of the expensive meals that you could make in holidays or otherwise.
Melissa this Clark might be the year to think about lobster. For
it might be, yeah. Right. Lobster rolls. Stuff your turkey with lobster at Thanksgiving. Joining us now is Melissa Clark, who's a New York Times food writer, who's brought biscuits into the studio, who is a new mom, has been to the show before, and since we saw you last, you're now a new mom with a set of challenges for Thanksgiving. And from my perspective, Thanksgiving is tough not so much because of the scale of the meal, but the timing of the meal. To make it all work out and servable at the same time, I never get that right. You have some special problems. What are you thinking about this year?
Well, actually, that's such a good point about serving everything at the same time. I think that is the biggest challenge of Thanksgiving because you're so focused on the turkey. I mean, at least we are in our house. It's all about, you know, getting this turkey perfect, and we all kind of spend the whole day around the oven. And then the side dishes and the desserts and the salads, they kind of fall to the side. And if we hadn't thought about them ahead, we would never get them done. And that is my big trick this year. And actually, every year, to be honest, I mean, I'm a new mom. I've got a gorgeous 5-week-old baby.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. But I'm not changing the way I do Thanksgiving. I'm scaling it down. I'll do a little less. But my big trick every year is I make things ahead.
How far ahead? And what can you do ahead?
I'm starting now.
You can't take the turkey out now.
And the only thing you can't do ahead is the turkey and the gravy, because you need the pan drippings from the turkey to make the gravy. Everything else you can do ahead. And I'm serious. I'm starting now. Those biscuits, I could freeze them and I could serve them for Thanksgiving, except that you guys should eat them because they're really good and they're warm.
You can't take them back,
no,
Melissa.
That's a takeaway. No. No, you have to eat them because they're warm. But I think that you're big. Are they good?
Very good.
A little salami.
But you can bake bread and freeze it?
You can bake bread and freeze it, and that's what I've done every year up until now. But I have a new trick this year that I really want to share with you guys. I'm going to make the dough ahead, and I'm going to freeze the dough, and I'm going to bake it that day. So we're going to have fresh baked bread on Thanksgiving instead of frozen bread that's been reheated, which is perfectly delicious and fine, but we're going to have it fresh.
You can't do potatoes ahead.
You can't do mashed potatoes ahead because they get kind of gluey. But have you ever had a mashed potato casserole?
No.
Okay, this is such a good trick. You can make mashed potatoes the day before.
Right.
You can layer them in a casserole dish with cheese. Melted cheese, by the way, will save anything. If you put melted cheese on something and then you reheat it the next day, no one will know the difference.
Doesn't work on ice cream.
You're right. Aside from that, it'll even work on the turkey, though. If you can do a mashed potato, make your mashed potatoes ahead, layer them in a casserole with something really moist to keep them juicy when you bake them the next day. I like to use caramelized onions and some grated cheese on top. You assemble that, and you can pretty much assemble anything if you use a little cheese and a little bit of caramelized onion for any vegetable and you put it in a casserole dish, you can do it the day before and then just bake it while your turkey's in the oven. Or you know how you have that half an hour where you take your turkey out of the oven and your oven is free while you're letting the turkey kind of rest before you carve it? Put it in the oven then.
Oh, that's for warming stuff.
Right. You can warm it up.
And if you're organized, though.
You have to be organized.
Generally, it's like we have the turkey and everything else is jammed in there because we're trying to cook it all at the same time.
Well, that's the thing. If you have it all, you can either it's tough because if you have a small oven. If you have a microwave, you can do a lot of the last-minute reheating in the microwave instead of the oven, which I think a lot of people are reluctant to do because, you know, you think, well,
because the pilgrims didn't.
I mean, that's why. How do you know?
The pilgrims did not have a microwave.
I know that the Native Americans did. So
there we go. So, Trevor, we've got a bunch of lobsters, right?
I'm thinking now maybe planning ahead. For Thanksgiving, I'll make my sushi 2 weeks in advance and then put some melted cheese on it.
Sushi and lobster really don't work with the melted cheese. It's really more of a vegetable thing.
I'm going to try it.
So what is on your menu? Can you give us your menu, Melissa?
Our menu this year is going to be, like I said, we're scaling down.
Right.
But can I just tell you about the breads I'm going to make?
Yes.
I'm very excited about the breads. I feel like it's another thing about timing. You can bake the breads, and even if you bake them early in the morning, you still bake them that day, and and they're going to be good all day long and and something really fresh. So if you put them on the table, they will disappear. And I'm doing an Anadama bread. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Actually, Trevor, have you heard of that? Because it's a New England thing, and I think the lobster man might know something about Anadama, it's called.
Anadama. I've heard the last part of that word on lobster
exactly.
boats.
Exactly. Apparently, it's about a fisherman. The story goes that a fisherman cursed his wife because she was a bad baker.
There you go.
So there you go. And but this bread is fabulous. I know.
And so is it a wheat bread?
It's it's a wheat yeasted bread with cornmeal and a little bit of molasses, which gives it this rich color and sweet taste.
Sure.
And it is such a good bread to serve fresh out of the oven, slathered with butter. And I guarantee that this is a perfect Thanksgiving thing. It's a New England bread, so it's American.
Okay.
It goes with the season.
That's one. Less than a minute to go. What are the rest of the breads?
The biscuits you're eating, salami with scallions.
These are fabulous.
Corn crackers, cornmeal crackers with lots of black pepper gives it a kick. They are delicious. And then my favorite, Parkerhurst rolls, everybody loves them, with cranberry butter put inside, layered inside.
Cranberry butter. That's
so good,
that
and they're beautiful yummy. Because they're red.
All stuff you can make ahead.
You freeze the dough, you bake them that day, and people will love you.
Man, imagine if she'd been around with the Pilgrims.
I'm starving now.
Melissa Clark, New York Times food writer, and Trevor, lobster man extraordinaire.
The Secret Life of Lobsters, the author, Trevor Clark.
We didn't even get to talk about the sex life of lobsters. It's a little early in the morning
great.
For that.
That's great. Trevor Corson, author of The Secret Life of Lobsters, and Melissa Clark. Thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving to both of you. It's a little early, but we like to do that here on The Takeaway.